Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Yeah, it's some cute little guitar there, isn't it? 860-522-9842. Don't forget, we take calls during the rant hour. And don't forget, the meek shall not inherit the earth. Not if they're meek, that is. Because it's not the meek that you thought it was, according to Jordan Peterson. And it's good to think thoughts like this.
The line, the meek shall inherit the earth, meek is not a good translation. Or the word has moved in the 300 years or so since it was translated. What it means is this. Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world.
So that's different, meek. That's a meek meaning strong and disciplined, powerful, but surgical, very rational. I mean, if you think about that description he gave, and think about for how long your whole life you've been hearing the meek shall inherit the earth, and the suggestion has been that you shouldn't be bold, and that you shouldn't speak highly of yourself or think highly of yourself. You should be meek. Isn't that right? And think about how we get deceived by simple word meaning or translation mistakes. 860-522-9842.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, how glorious it's rant line time. Special time. 860-751-4698. And we'll get them started right now.
Just after Biden was elected, he said the country was going to return to normal. How do you like your normal now? Goodbye.
Oh, it's a very interesting thing. The outrageous thing about Donald Trump was his behavior. But his policy worked out really well. Now we have the opposite. Joe Biden does the meek thing beautifully. But the policy is terrible.
Hi, Anthony. Last week you...
What is this? The rant line is now your personal message service? Huh? Where does this come from?
Hi, Anthony.
I don't even get a nod.
So it's not always explain? About you.
Well, sometimes it should be, don't you think?
Most
nobody
of
else
time.
Calling up.
Most of
hey,
the time,
Todd,
it is.
I've got to tell you. Well, that's true. I guess they do say that.
Hi, Anthony.
Selfish.
Last week, you invited me to a raging future concert.
So you're inviting the listeners out to concerts now? You're trying to get dates?
Yes. Yes, I'm taking Margaret
with
on
Margaret?
A date. Yeah.
Wow. Make sure you send selfies.
We'll make it a
hi,
contest.
Anthony.
They could come
last
with us.
Week you-
someone can win
what's
to go
contest?
To a concert with me and Margaret.
No, that'll ruin the romance.
Hi, Anthony. Last week you invited me to a raging future concert. I gratefully declined. But I'd like to ask you, invite you to an opera.
Wait, were you that Travis character? Is that where you invited her to see what it's actually like?
I told
you wanted her to get trampled?
I told her I would bring her to a hip-hop concert, yeah.
And she declined, and now she's offering you opera. Let's listen to the rest of this. This is getting good.
An opera called Parsifal by Wagner. It lasts 6 hours. The principal stand on the stage.
6 hours? That's worse than a Dead concert.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
The principal stand on the stage, still sing, and then drop dead. Oh, my God.
So does the audience. Oh, that's funny.
And then drop dead. Oh, my God. Doesn't that sound exciting, Anthony? Let's go, Anthony.
Come on, Anthony. Wagner. She wants you to see a six-hour opera.
That's really good. Thank you, Margaret.
They don't make... If you're going to be 6 hours at the opera, you need one of those seats. You ever seen the first-class seats for international flights where you can...
Yes.
They've got like this private...
I need a mini bar. I need a mini bar right next to me. I need a lot.
You at least need to be able to lay down and take a nap, because that would be exhausting. Oh. 6 hours of Wagner. I don't even know what Wagner sounds like, but just the name, it's intimidating.
I tried to take things from the news and poetically give you my views. Sometimes current events just don't make any sense, so I will write just what I choose.
Well, that's how it works. That's your prerogative.
Hi, Todd. It's American Patriot. I got another rant for you today.
Never enough.
This little gutless wimp Rittenhouse is Mr. Tough Guy with his AR rifle, but now that he's on the witness stand and he...
Wasn't he on the witness stand at the beginning of the week? Isn't that old? Did I mess this up somehow? I don't understand what happened there.
Hey, hi. I don't believe it's been mentioned yet, but Kyle Rittenhouse was 17 years old when the incident happened. And it's a well-known fact that the human mind does not fully develop and mature until quite a few years later.
Yes, age 25 is when the human mind is supposed to be fully developed. On the other hand, that's why young people are generally used to throw into... situational violence, you know, like the military. So someone made the point yesterday, 17-year-olds is the target audience for the military. Remember World War II? All those young people going over, and it was considered to be the right thing to do.
Quite a few years later in the 20s. And that affects decisions that young people make.
Yes, that's why they're more physically bold and reckless and perhaps violent.
So I have nothing else to look
forward
to. Anthony,
you just made it. You just made it to maturity in the last few months.
That's what I'm saying. So I have nothing else to look forward to. Well, I'm over it now.
No, now you're at the commencement of, like, don't give out your age or any personal details on the air. You don't want to get hacked because you're being generous with information.
Yeah, it's
true. At least every time you give it, change it. So it's never.
Yes.
So people are always wondering.
It's just always, like, have your age, it's always cover shifting. A range. It's always shifting.
Yeah, on my Facebook, I have a different birthday than my Twitter, than anything else. Never correct.
We'll celebrate your birthday every day on air, every single day.
Well, no, just how about if we pick a few days over a two-week period in January?
Okay.
Like, take the middle of January, go 2 weeks backwards, forwards, whatever you want to do, because that's my month. Tonight it's going to be cooler again, 37 degrees, and there's a cold front coming in, so there will be some rain, which ends after midnight, and then we get into the cold, windy, and a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, 47, the high temperature. Saturday, 47, the high temperature, partly sunny. Sunday, 53 degrees. That's a little bit of an improvement. Still 60 degrees. Wonderful, delightful, the way winter should be. 60 degrees right now. At WTIC.
Hi, Todd. We love listening to you.
This is- Who is we? Who is this we? Don't call up and talk for other people without identifying who they are. I want names.
Hi, Todd. We love listening to you. This is Margaret calling. just wanted to let you know you were talking about college, and you should watch this movie. It's a documentary, College Conspiracy, and you would really like it. It talks about what's really going on and how people are in debt.
Really? That's great, because it's something I've been talking about for years, because rigged systems hurt us, and the Democrats are the riggers of systems. They love these rigged systems. That's why you inject government money into things, because you disrupt them and can take control of it. So the government took control of the college without owning the colleges. They still took control of college policy because they drove up the cost of higher education. They injected all kinds of money into the schools for research so they could control them. They injected more money in by doing guaranteed student loans. They took control of family finances. It's amazing what they can do with one little program, one little compassion program, because they love you so much. It allows them to ruin so much of our world.
And Gerald Celente, who's a wonderful economist, I don't know if you heard him.
Yeah, I used to have him on the radio fairly often. I wonder what happened.
So just thought we'd let you know, okay? We love you. Thank you. Bye.
I want to know everybody who loves me by name, please, not just a general we.
Hi, Todd. This is Armin from Avon.
See how they, now I know who I'm talking to. There's no we there, no hidden crowds.
Hi, Todd. This is Armin from Avon. This is in response to the discussion you and Tom had about Led Zeppelin.
Yesterday, Tom Shattuck and I, in the crossover, we talked about Led Zeppelin. And we got a couple calls reacting. It wasn't anything serious. It was just over, you know, a few minutes we chatted about Zeppelin.
As it relates to great musicians or writers, you know, Bob Dylan, I have to respect that. But he's more of a poet than a writer.
What does that mean, he's more of a poet? Like, song lyrics, are they different from poetry? And what happens when Dylan's... When you say Dylan's lyrics are poetry, what does that mean about everybody else's?
Paul McCartney and Lennon wrote a lot of songs, but their lyrics don't really tell a story.
I beg to differ. Paul McCartney did all these, he would invent characters with his songs and tell a story, like Eleanor Rigby. Died in a church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie. You know, there's that whole story.
I love the mention of Neil Young. Neil Young's a storyteller, and what he writes about, it's almost like you can see things through his eyes. And someone that never goes mentioned, because he didn't write an immense amount of songs, but I like John Mellencamp, because you could see the world he lives in when you listen to the lyrics of the song. Not a rant, just an opinion. Yeah, have a great day.
It's a good little riff. Interesting. The John Mellencamp thing, he did write some good hits, and I don't... You know, he was never my thing, so I don't know how great he was. But he did write some good songs. Music is always fun to talk about. 860-522-9842. The rant line number, 751-4698.
Yeah, hi, Todd. It's the American Patriot.
You know what's funny is he calls, sometimes he'll call four or five times a day. And it's like each one is a standalone. Like he didn't do the other ones.
Yeah, hi, Todd. It's the American Patriot. And today's rant is all about...
Today's rant. It's always today's rant right after we heard one.
And today's rant is all about, I don't know what the Republican Party is going to do now. Their leader, the QAnon shaman, has gotten sentenced to 41 months in prison.
Well, I wouldn't be worried, because my understanding of the way Democrats run prisons is that it's really easy. Like, everybody in prison has access to drugs, illegal drugs. And the rules aren't followed in the prisons. They're just rules. So you know, they're performative rules. So I figure the shaman will still be able to, just like the gangsters who you hear about who run their criminal organizations from inside. Why can't the shaman still run the Republican Party from inside?
Jen Psaki follows the science. Jen Psaki was one of the first people to be publicly vaccinated. She's got all her vaccinations, and yet somehow she just became infected with COVID-19. She got the disease. She spread the disease. She suffered the disease. She survived the disease. And she keeps telling people they need to be infected. That they need to be vaccinated. Riddle me that.
Life is a curious game, is it not? Is it not a very surprising game, this business of life? She worked from home with mild symptoms of COVID. And she said, I do miss my slippers. And when you are in an organization, a political organization favored by the media, that kind of comment actually is effective at getting the heat off your trail. Somehow I think it would be different for Republicans.
Hey, Todd, you were talking to Shattuck about the Led Zeppelin song, Jamaica. Actually, that's kind of a...
This is a song called D'Yer, Dear Maker. Dear Maker.
Actually, that's kind of a spin on the word, did you make her, having sex with a girl? So they just kind of...
Yeah, well, that's all Shattuck thinks about, and that was his comment, too. That's what that name of the song meant. Did you make her? You make her? You make her?
Squam that, like, did you make her? So that's what it's all about.
But we got a counter narrative. Listen. Is this it? Oh, you're just playing the music. Yeah, they don't say it. They don't say it, right? No, that's not part
no,
of
no, not in this, yeah.
Okay, so the counter narrative is it had to do with Jamaica because it's kind of a reggae song. And so there's a little dispute about really what that song is about.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Governor Ned.
It's Jolly Ned. He's back.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Governor Ned. And I just want everyone to know that we're staying safe and we got our paperwork in. I got my paperwork in and Susan Bystewick, she's got her paperwork in so she could try to be the next lieutenant governor because God forbid she failed with her quest to be the attorney general because she didn't have enough time in the courtroom. So we have to make sure she's got a cushy place. And actually, Josh does her job. So it's not too bad. So this is your governor just signing off. Have a happy day, everyone. Stay safe.
I love that impression of Jolly Ned because of the mix of a certain actor, Jack Nicholson, in there. Do you hear it? And doing impressions is a really interesting dynamic, and I think that makes it more interesting and effective because you can hear Jack that you know when Jack Nicholson was playing that sort of devious character, and you had to be a little scared of him, like in a horror movie, like in The Shining.
Am I reading the gas prices right? Diesel is less than regular gasoline. What?
Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing? The Democrats, I don't know why when they came into office, they decided that regular gas would go up by how much? A third? A quarter? 50%? How much did it go up? It went up a lot. But they didn't do the same thing with diesel. Why?
What kind of story are we going to hear about this now? Goodbye.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, I got you, American Patriot, and I'm glad you played.
Oh, we're not going to the American Patriot because we're going to the other American traffic patriot, Mark Christopher and the BPS lawyers. Oh, what happened? There's violence going on in the traffic center.
I just blew him up before you guys could blow him up.
Oh, okay.
I figured we'd cut that short. I'll just blow him up right away.
I thought maybe Rittenhouse was in the house.
Just blow them up.
Here you go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Good afternoon. We're doing the rants on WTIC. Good news. Earlier this week, Governor Lamont pulled Connecticut out of his gas tax proposal, the TCI, that he'd been pushing for 3 years. And he bailed on it because he's now in his reelection year and he didn't want to have to pursue something that was bad for taxpayers in the state during an election year. He prefers to do that. Any politician does. When the bad stuff they want to do, they usually get it going. They try to get it going right as soon as they're elected. And that's why Ned, from the beginning, has been in pursuit of TCI. But it turns out that his abandonment of it, because he's running for re-election, has blown up the whole TCI, because now Massachusetts has pulled out. And there were only originally about 12 states, and now they were down to just 3, I think, and Washington, D.C. So now not only has Ned pulled Connecticut out, but he's destroyed the planet. He's responsible for the fact that now the planet won't be saved by TCI. Incredible.
Yeah, I got you, American Patriot. And I'm glad you played that rant from a year ago. It just goes to show you how wrong that guy was. Joe Biden and his administration created 500,000 jobs.
What exactly? I always love these claims, these ridiculous claims of number. Government doesn't create jobs. Government can get out of the way long enough so that business can do what it naturally does and create jobs. But what happened was the government crushed the jobs, crushed the economy. And when they stop crushing it, it's coming back. Yes.
500,000 jobs in 1 month last month. The economy is booming. Anybody who wants a job can have a job. The dangerous times we were in were...
Oh, man. I'm glad he mentioned this, because the actual numbers on jobs are really quite stunning. The unemployment rate in the state of Connecticut is 6.4%. And Connecticut has only retrieved 73% of the lost jobs. 6.4%, the Connecticut unemployment rate. Nationally, it's at 4.6%. Almost 2 points worse in Connecticut. He's so impressive. jolly Ned, isn't he? Time for a traffic update. Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center has the update for us.
You dropped a bomb on me, Anthony. That's what the great American Patriots, he sings that song every night. When he
Who
gets
does?
Home. The great American Patriot.
Oh, yes.
He dropped a bomb on me,
I
Anthony.
I like it. We got to use that for him all the time.
Oh, God, it's funny. You dropped a bomb. You dropped a bomb on me. I think that's a Philadelphia band, too. I think the Gap Band was from
Philadelphia. You're right. The Philadelphia Eagles, I think that is.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Don't you hate when people say... They can send a man to, we can send a man to the moon, but we can't. I hate when people say that. I don't like people speaking in cliches. And then I was just trying to write something. And you know how these pens, half the time you've got to scribble a few times to make something right. And I had that thought pop into my head, the thought I hate. Isn't this amazing? We can send man to the moon. But we can't make a pen write when you want it to. Well, I know somebody who can make it write. That is former State Senator Len Suzio, here for his weekly visit. Hello there, Len.
Hello, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling really badly for Governor Lamont because not only did he kill for Connecticut his gas tax proposal, the TCI that he loves so much, he's also knocked Massachusetts out. And that probably kills the whole TCI gas tax thing. It's terrible, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, awful. I'm just crying in my tea right now. It's like...
Well, excuse me, Len. Don't be that way. This is don't be glib about this. This is about saving the planet. Governor Lamont was devoted for 3 years to saving the planet. And suddenly he got cold feet because he's running for re-election. And he decided that saving the planet would hurt him in his re-election bid. So he said, screw the planet.
Yes. Well, you know, after all, he is a politician in the final analysis, and he knows that with gas prices going as high as they are now, and this is only, unfortunately, the beginning, Todd. We're headed way beyond $4. I think we're going to be looking at $5 a gallon.
Stop it. That will really kill the economy, though, and cause inflation to spiral, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. But then you get leaders, clueless leaders like Lamont, and then you get even a clueless politician like Blumenthal who proposes we raid the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That is just that doesn't address the fundamental problem that's causing the price spike that we're seeing. That would just put us in a dangerous situation, and it would advertise to our enemies that we're in a strategically dangerous situation in terms of petroleum reserves. So it would be a disaster to quote solve.
Well, it would also signal that we're in a strategically dangerous position in terms of our political system, because it would indicate accurately that Democrats will do anything to win elections, even when it's harming the country.
Yeah. Well, again, their own words, that this is an existential threat. Well, if it really is an existential threat and they believe it is, then this is politics. I totally disagree with that, of course, and I could be on your show for 3 hours talking about climate change and all the facts that contradict. Not that it's not occurring, but it has occurred over and over again, and we're technically in an ice age right now. We're not in some hot period of the globe. The globe's been 15, 20 degrees warmer than it is today in its history, many times in its history, and we're technically in an interglacial ice age right now. And they don't want the planet to warm. Come on. Now, to me, a public servant has a responsibility, if they're going to pass important public policy, to get into the background and understand the issue. And I don't think there's two politicians that are leading the charge for, save the climate that really know what they're talking about. And I would love to have a good couple of good, thorough debates with people on that.
Yeah, that would be a great thing. But even if we just focus in on them, on their own position, their position is that the climate is being severely challenged by human activities, and we are running out of time. We are actually past the point at which we should have stopped these activities a long time ago, and we're desperate now. We're in the desperate zone. There is no time left. It's a climate emergency, and Ned's idea of leadership, based on his own definition of terms, is that re-election is more important than saving the planet. That's his position. He's more important. His personal political goals, rich man sitting there with his money, can write checks with great-granddad's funds from Wall Street that he never worked for even, and he can ignore the planet and buy himself another run for governor of Connecticut. It's bizarrely grotesque. It's like some kind of horror movie.
Well, just think of how the people who truly believe in this stuff, how they feel betrayed by him. I mean, he led them to believe that he was one of them. He believed in what they were saying. And like you just pointed out, his own reelection apparently is more important than saving the planet. It makes me laugh to think about it. But
yeah, I liked in the story in The Current, I think it was, they connected him to tornadoes that came down. So I'm calling him now. He's Tornado Ned.
Now, there's kind of like an oxymoron, because a tornado conveys to me a lot of high energy and swirlingness. And he does go around in circles. I have to admit that at times. But he doesn't strike me as a ball of energy or a ball of intelligence, for that matter. I don't know. You know, Todd, I have to comment about something. And I told Anthony this, that I've always thought of you as an articulate, refined gentleman, you know, a man of culture, erudite. But you said something today that totally shocked me and made me rethink that out. And I gasped out loud in my car as I was driving, listening to you pronounce this phrase. And it was like, it can't be Todd who's saying that. You were talking about one of your favorite pies, apparently, which happens to be one of mine. And you completely botched the pronunciation of it. And even a young whippersnapper like Anthony, I'm certain, knows how to pronounce the word correctly.
Oh, I doubt it. Because he's from Pennsylvania, where they say things wrong all the time. We're talking about the word pecan?
Yes, that's right. Pecan is what you pee into. It's
pecan.
Not what you eat. Pecan. It's a pecan pie, not pecan. You eat pecan pie.
I thought you had to be a Southerner to say it that way. Like, you know, in one of those old Southern movies. What's the great classic that was shot about 70, 80 years ago? That's big. Oh, Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind,
they said pecans, didn't they? How do you say it, Anthony, in Philadelphia?
I don't know now. I think I said it like you, pecans. I don't know.
He's refined. See, Anthony is refined.
My Nana always said pecans, so we always like made fun of that. But
pecans.
Yeah, pecans.
Wow. There's a lot of diversity with the pronunciation there.
I have to admit, Todd, I mean, I first learned that my wife's relatives are from North Carolina, and I remember going down there, you know, 40 years ago for the first time, and her grandma made this fabulous pecan pie, and I said, "Oh, give me some of that pecan pie!" And all the women in the room laughed like crazy. It was like, you know, you don't eat pecans, you eat pecans.
So you just flipped right over when you wanted to ingratiate yourself. You behaved like a politician back then in order to win favor with your future in-laws. I love it,
Todd. That's how you stay married for 50 years. That's the secret. You have to pronounce things the way your wife wants you to pronounce them. Yeah. That can be the secret to saving a marriage, Todd.
It also, I think, is good if your wife is hard of hearing.
Well, sometimes when she says things I don't want to hear, I pretend I'm not hearing. I pull that off once in a while. What did you say? I didn't hear that.
Huh? You talking to me, or are you talking to the sofa? All right, so that you really threw us off track with the pecan thing. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us that's important?
Well, you know, I see that that Pure is starting to do its jobs. It's throwing one of the energy suppliers out of Connecticut. There's a story that broke out today. It was a Texas-based company that was engaged in activities that were questionable, and to say the least, or dishonest, to say the worst. And I was happy to see that that they've acted to act in the best interest of consumers. I myself filed a complaint with Pure today, which will become public very shortly, regarding Eversource and the basically false and misleading statements that are on the Eversource website. And I'll be happy to inform you a lot more about that when we have a little more time, because I know that we don't have that much time to right now to get into it. But I will. I'm calling.
So Eversource has some stuff on the website that's untrue. And what is it that you have done?
I filed a complaint calling it to the attention of Pura, pointing out there was a settlement agreement in which several things were agreed to between Pura and Eversource that they would do. And what Eversource is doing on its website is actually telling the public they're not doing what they agreed to do with Pura. And at first I was so shocked. I read it and reread it. And then I talked to an OCC attorney, the Office of Consumer Counsel, and I said, so am I reading this right? And he said, nope, you are.
Is Pura like a one-man show? They don't have any staff or interns or anything who could monitor the website to make sure they're not, that Eversource isn't advertising its lack of following the rules?
Well, you know, their website is quite large.
We've only got 1 minute, by the way. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Give us a quick answer.
It's made of three commissioners, and the chairwoman, who I don't know, but I like a lot. I'm impressed that she was a Ned Lamont appointee, and she rejected his plan to regarding the penalties on Eversource for Isaiah, the storm response. She articulated a very thoughtful and in-depth rejection of the deal, which was unfortunately approved by her two associates on the authority, so it did pass. But it gives me hope that there's a woman, a commissioner of thoughtfulness, intelligence, and someone who is not afraid to speak out against the most.
Oh, I like what you just said. That sounded so Orwellian. There's a commissioner of thoughtfulness.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that, Todd, and we can share it with the public in a future interview, okay?
You should be the commissioner of thoughtfulness because you're a thoughtful guy. Len Susio, appreciate having you here. And we will talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.